visiting loveenvywaters.com and following us on social media.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Transportation, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hear inspiring stories that are part of the American landscape every night at 10 on Our American Stories. Everyone has a story to tell, and master storyteller Lee Habib tells them on AM 670 KMZQ. All About Las Vegas, live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
There are still more questions than answers when it comes to Russia and that aborted coup over the weekend. That, to me, was just bizarre. How it looked like it was on the road to Moscow, and then all of a sudden it was, hey, let's turn everything around. Let's head to Belarus. I found it absolutely crazy. Marco Rubio, let's go to cut five real quick. Marco Rubio was on with Brett Baer last night, and he sized up the aborted coup, and let's face it, that's what it was. It was an aborted coup d'etat. This was Marco Rubio, the senator from Florida and former presidential candidate, last night on Fox.
Let's get some insight now on the Russia situation. Other topics. Joining us tonight, Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio, who serves as vice chairman of the Intelligence Committee and also sits on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. He's also the author of the new book, Decades of Decadence. Senator, thanks for being here. A lot of people are trying to just distill what happened over the weekend. In your seat, you see a lot more than we do. Put it in layman's terms for us.
Well, it's actually like a mafia movie, and I don't mean to trivialize it. So Prigozhin has been more effective in the Russian military, and he's been rubbing it in their face for a long time, putting out videos. He's also good at putting out videos and social media stuff, basically showing his guys are strong and the Russian military is weak and their leaders are weak. And he eventually figured they're going to come for him at some point. He better go for them before they come for him. By them, I mean Gerasimov and Shoigu. So that's why he goes to Rostov, is to get his hands on them and try to maybe arrest them, put them on trial, kill them, whatever he was going to do. And he gets there, and they're not there. But he takes over the Ministry of Defense, which is very embarrassing. He takes over their Ministry of Defense's operations running the Ukrainian the war. And then he marches to the outskirts of Moscow. And I imagine at that point he has two choices. The first is he concluded, I probably embarrassed these guys enough. I imagine Putin will now fire them because look how far I got on their watch. And the other is he probably calculated that he probably can't win an all-out assault on Moscow. And so here comes the fake president of Belarus with some promises. And so he takes that off-ramp. We don't know where he is now, but he takes the off-ramp. And then Putin goes on TV tonight and says, whatever they promised you, we're not sticking by it. You know, you're still going to have to face justice, which in Putin's world means, you know, death to him and maybe extended members of his family and those around him. That's my best guess, that this was really a coup against the Ministry of Defense. And if it led to Putin leaving, that was fine, too. But this was really what this was. And look, this guy is a former convict turned hot dog salesman, turned caterer, turned international mercenary. He's a vicious criminal, just as bad as Putin is in many ways, just without the power. And also a risk taker by nature throughout his career. So ultimately, I think he felt like they're going to come after him. He better go after them first.
Wow. Wow. You know, Putin loves to poison, you know, poison his enemies. And don't be surprised if Prigozhin ends up either assassinated, car bombed, or the favorite of the Putin regime, poisoning. That's always good. I want you to hear Jim Jordan very quickly, because Jim Jordan, the senator from Ohio, or the House member from Ohio, and a guy that's been right at the forefront of the investigation of the Biden crime family, was on with Jesse Waters last night, and his reaction to what are becoming almost daily allegations in that Biden crime family case. Here is Jim Jordan. This cut three. Go.
Let's turn it over to Congressman Jim Jordan, chairman of the Judiciary Committee. So, Congressman, are we going to get any of these burner phone records, any of these credit card records from these shell companies? Because that could lead us somewhere.
Yeah, I think that'll probably, Jesse, primarily out of Chairman Comer's committee, the Oversight Committee. He's been focused on the business records associated with the Biden, you know, business enterprise. We want to talk to David Weiss. Chris is right, your previous guest. We want to talk to David Weiss, the U.S. attorney. We want to talk to Leslie Wolf. She's the one who stopped the search warrant. She's the one who said you can't ask questions during the investigation to Mr. Shapley, said you can't ask questions about Joe Biden. You can't even bring up the term the big guy. I mean, stop and think about this for a second. So Joe Biden said he wasn't involved in his son's business dealings. That sure looks like it wasn't accurate. And Merrick Garland said he took a hands-off approach to the investigation. That sure looks like it wasn't accurate as well. So those are the questions we have to ask. The first one will be done, I think, in Chairman Comer's committee. He is focused on that the entire 6 months we've been in Congress. We will continue to focus on the Justice Department. So we want to talk to David Weiss. We want to talk to Mr. Estrada. We want to talk to Leslie Wolf. We want to talk to all these U.S. attorneys and say, why did you do it this way? I mean, this is a credible whistleblower, 14 years experience, handled some of the biggest international tax cases in that time frame, handled some of the biggest ones that the IRS has dealt with. We think he's credible. He's raised important issues. We want to get the answers. And the way you do that is to talk to these attorneys who handled this case.
All right. Well, we'll be looking forward to that. In the regular police department, if someone tips off a target to a search warrant, person's out of the force. I mean, you can't get away with that.
Yeah.
All right, Congressman.
That's what Leslie Wolf and the FBI did. You're exactly right.
There you have it, Jim Jordan. Tell you what, let's go to Frank. Frank's been holding very patiently. I appreciate his patience. Frank, you're up and you're on Live and Local. Go right ahead.
Kevin, you're knocking it out of the park today. An ex-veteran, all-star in love and war. I don't want to ever hear the words of compliance, policy, standing. I got two more for you. But you know you could go to me on a hard break, and I think I knocked it out. Take care.
Thank you, man. Yeah. How does he know about hard breaks? That's a radio term when you have a fixed position commercial that is going to run. And, yeah, isn't that weird? He knows about that. How does he know about so much in our industry? It's because he is a consumer of the industry. Stay where you are. Coming up, Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com and TheNevadaGlobe.com. She is absolutely amazing. You get to hear from her coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on time traffic. It's powered by Finlay Mazda in the Valley Auto Mall. Browse our inventory at FinlayMazda.com.
Well, expect bumper-to-bumper conditions on Interstate 15 northbound past the 215 interchange all the way up to Tropicana. Do remember the Frank Sinatra exit ramp is closed on Interstate 15 northbound, part of that $305 million project on the south end of the strip. Slow flows on Interstate 15 southbound as well, beginning around Flamingo. And there, the Tropicana exit ramp is closed on Interstate 15 southbound. Watch for accidents right now. Rainbow at Sahara, that's in the early stages. Bonanza at Eastern. Going to crash Audrey at Harmon. And an incident Russell at McLeod.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Bob Stitch with this KMZQ Sports Flash. This update powered by Progressive. In Sunday's Pacific Coast League baseball action, Vegas got pounded at home 13-2, the final against Round Rock. Sacramento nipped Reno 3-2. Salt Lake with a 7-2 win at Tacoma. Albuquerque ripped El Paso 20-2. Sugar Land fell 8-2 at home against Oklahoma City.
Herring deep out in the center, and that ball's out of here!
The call on the Angels radio network, 5-2 the win over the Diamondbacks. Shohei Ohtani and Mike Trout homered in the same game for the 30th time this season. The Angels earning the win despite 12 strikeouts from Arizona starter Zach Gallen. The Mets beat the Giants 8-4. Pete Alonso hit a two-run homer in the rain hours after making his third All-Star team. Alex Wood suffered the loss. He gave up 5 runs, 4 of them earned in 1 2/3. The Royals beat the Dodgers 9-1 on Sunday. Nicky Lopez matched a career best with 4 RBI. This update powered by Progressive. I'm Bob Stitch from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip with your KMZQ Sports Flash.
Macy's 4th of July sale has great deals on everything you need to get you, your crew, and your space ready. Get 50 to 60% off swimwear for all and 30 to 60% off bedding and bath essentials. Plus, take 40 to 50% off almost all sandals now during the Great Sandals Sale. Macy's Star Rewards members can earn rewards even faster during Star Money Bonus Days. See Macy's.com/Star Rewards. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in a thousand pieces. Just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hard to believe it, but we are still talking about the just-completed 82nd Nevada legislature. And it was interesting earlier today. I had a chance to visit with my friend Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com and TheNevadaGlobe.com. And I asked her about new laws that go into effect on Saturday. And, you know, if she knew of any that directly impact families or small businesses. Here it is.
Well, you've really put me on the spot, Kevin. I could probably pick up a few off the top of my head. However,
the minimum wage?
Or done an article.
The minimum wage?
Excuse me?
The minimum wage?
Yes, the minimum wage is going up. I think it's, is it 12.25?
Wow. But isn't it a fact, though, that many workers are working at more than minimum wage. Is that right?
Yeah. When you look kind of around, especially for the want ads, they're normally around about $15 to start. I think even Starbucks and Walmart is offering 15. I think Amazon is more than that. I think it starts at 18 and goes up.
Wow.
And so, you know, and that just depends, you know. Starbucks used to offer a lower, you know, used to offer minimum wage, but they also offered health insurance, if you recall. So a lot of people, especially younger kids or even older adults that were like, I had a girlfriend who was a mom of of three, she actually took a part-time job at Starbucks just to get the health insurance for her and her kids. And then once Obamacare came in, Starbucks dropped their health insurance for the employees and also dropped the hours. And so, you know, when government moves, businesses move as well. They react. And that's something that Democrats just don't seem to understand. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, the minimum wage is going to increase. However, is it increasing with the rate of inflation? No, not in these inflationary times. And I wrote about this yesterday. There were two studies actually published, one last month, one this month. And it basically said that Nevadans overall are the most stressed. And how they came up with that in these two independent studies, but they kind of marry really well together in my piece, it's due to inflation. We have the most work stress, we're the most work stress related, meaning that we're concerned about various aspects of money in order to provide, especially in these inflationary times. And then overall, we're just so stressed because of inflation. So there's a financial stress and an emotional stress that comes with exorbitant spending under the Biden administration. This specific administration, since Joe Biden took office, we've had double-digit increases across the board in every single commodity, in every single household good. Whether it's electricity or gas in your car or food on your table or rent, whatever it is, there have been double-digit has increased, I think close to 15% it was, and that's the highest recorded increase in over 40 years.
And are
so
we...
So when the CPI...
Go ahead.
Consumer Price Index, which is tied to inflation, it's released by the Better Business... it's released by the... I can't remember the government agency, but nonetheless, they released it around the middle of June, and Joe Biden says, "Oh, this is great news for working families." Really? Just because inflation has gone down a couple points here and there over the course of time, coming down off historic highs is nothing.
That is incredible. And we're seeing that, are we not, at the grocery store, at the hardware store? We're seeing that across the economy. Am I right?
Well, we are seeing it across the economy. And then, I have to warn you, if you think the Democrats are going to talk about the economy when they're running against Republicans in this next general election, of course they aren't. All they're talking about, Kevin, I've been watching the Democrats for the last, well, I always watch them. I've been watching them the last few weeks. And all they're talking about is abortion. And it's, again, the same old recycled dogma. And I'm sorry, but maybe it's the time to repeal the 19th Amendment. If women are really this stupid that they aren't going – in Nevada, you can abort your baby up to 6 months. You can go in as a six-month pregnant woman and have your baby ripped out of you. That's what we have in Nevada. So when you have Susie Lee – and you have Jackie Rosen, and you have Catherine Cortez Masto, and you have every other female Democrat screeching in Nevada about abortion. In Nevada, abortion is protected by statutory law. And that's not going to change unless the voters change it. But again, they're using emotional manipulation based on an ignorant populace of voters, specifically suburban women, okay, who likely already have kids and are too old to have kids, who continue to vote Democrat. Why?
So before November 5th, is it your belief that women across the state of Nevada will smarten up and be able to say, this is a bunch of BS, and we know what the law is, we know that women do have the right to an abortion here in our state. Do you think that women will recognize that by November 5th?
No. November 5th, 2024? No.
Yeah.
They haven't wised up yet. You just had a poll done of suburban women, and I don't remember who did the poll, that said, well, if it's between a Republican and Joe Biden, you know, whether it's DeSantis or Trump and Joe Biden, who would you pick? They picked Biden.
Wow.
Their bills have gone up exponentially, and they're still voting with their uterus. It's just unbelievable to me that they can be emotionally manipulated like this to believe that somehow, because they can't get an abortion past 6 months, a six-month pregnant woman can walk into any Planned Parenthood in Nevada and get an abortion. I mean, that boggles my mind.
Yeah.
You know what a six-month pregnant woman looks like.
Big.
Big.
Let me just ask you, February 6th is the presidential primary, and I'm wondering, you keep your ear to the ground. You're there in the seat of power in Carson City, and I'm curious, do you see any evidence of political consultants or people, well, what I call political infrastructure for some of these presidential wannabes? We are first in the West.
As far as have they set up their campaigns in the Silver State
exactly.
yet? Is that what you're
exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, I really haven't. What I thought was very interesting is that, well, one, I think it's too early. I mean, we still have well over a year and what, a year, nearly a year and a half, year and 5 months, something like that to go, 4 months. So it's a little bit early. You know, usually we start things, we see campaigns really kind of launching August, September, right? So I haven't seen the infrastructure yet, but I thought it was very interesting that Ron DeSantis's campaign reached out to me. I didn't know how to get a hold of them. And they got a hold of me. So that tells me that, number one, he wants to engage in the grassroots, especially in Nevada. He wants to engage Nevadans. And he had his press team find me, and they did, and I interviewed him. So, you know, he's the only one. This was his first, this was Nevada's, rather, in the Silver State. He was the first presidential candidate to swing through Nevada. So that says a lot. You know, that says not only a lot about his campaign, but it says a lot about the Silver State as far as, you know, how we're a continuous swing state. And historically, we have been before the gerrymandering by the Democrats. But, you know, when you look at past elections, President Trump lost the state by 2 points, I think, each time he ran. So, you know, has anything changed in Nevada to help Trump come over that 2 percentage point differential? No. But, you know, Ron DeSantis, I asked Ron specifically, I said, you know, how does a conservative win in Nevada? Because consultants keep telling me that conservatives can't win in Nevada. So I just responded, why do you keep running candidates that act like conservatives? And they win. Like, how?
Good point. Good you know? Point. More coming up.
Yeah, Joe Lombardo, for all, you know, when you look at his campaign, he ran as a conservative. But he governed more as a moderate. And Joe Lombardo was elected.
Yeah, yeah. No, she's right. She's right. This hour brought to you by Americans for Prosperity. Stay where you are. Do not touch that dial on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Finley Chevrolet is Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealership. Again, buy new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y, Finley Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you and your small business will be audited. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income.
In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. RevRex will match up your revenue and reconcile it to make sure that your records are accurate and complete. And RevRex gives the IRS only the necessary data it needs to avoid opening you up to further auditing of revenue reported. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's a tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Stop an audit in its tracks. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
My whole identity had been wrapped up in being a soldier. To have that so violently ripped from me when I was wounded, I was lost for a very long time. When Wounded Warrior Project came into my life, being around the other warriors, people that had similar experiences that I did, it was a game changer for me. Having King join the group, that was the beginning of a really good friendship. It's a good time.
I first heard about Wounded Warrior Project through CQ. And at first I was kind of like, I don't know if I qualify. But having been a part of it, it's kind of taught me that it's not just the wounds that you can see, but it's those that you can't.
When you do something like a peer support group with Wounded Warrior Project and come together from different walks of life, man, the growth is incredible. If not for Wounded Warrior Project, I really don't think that I'd be here today.
See how we help warriors combat stigma at woundedwarriorproject.org/combatstigma.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
Youth and young adult, education, employment, behavioral and mental health. Find resources for youth in your community. Free and confidential help is here 24/7. Download the Youth app for yourself, a friend, or your family. Text your zip code to 898-211. Call 211, visit Nevada211.org, or chat with a specialist on our website. Get connected. Get help.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Health and Human Services, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I absolutely love it that Jesse Waters, who's moving into Tucker Carlson's slot on July 17th, that he has discovered what a lot of the media has ignored, and that is that the White House press corps is now fully engaged in the Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, Biden crime family scandal. This was Jesse Waters last night on Fox. Listen to this.
All three broadcast networks, ABC, CBS, and NBC, devoted serious airtime to the Biden scandal.
The lead IRS agent investigating Hunter Biden telling Congress they uncovered evidence the president's son pressured a potential Chinese business partner to move ahead with the deal by invoking his father.
If true, this would seem to contradict comments from President Biden that he was not involved in his son's business deals.
Karine Jean-Pierre told me, I have not spoken to the president about that. I asked her, do you plan to? Can you get us that answer? And she said, Chuck, no, I don't plan to speak to him about this, and I don't plan to address this from the podium.
Wow.
And that, which in many ways creates more questions
here
about this issue.
So why is this happening now, all of a sudden? Well, a week ago, Chuck Todd was still convinced the laptop was Russian disinformation. So what set the press off? Well, it was a combination of Hunter's plea deal and two explosive IRS whistleblowers. A text message Hunter Biden threatening China while Joe Biden was in the room saying they would face consequences if they didn't pay the Bidens millions of dollars. This is a stunning piece of hard evidence that even the most liberal reporter can't ignore. Plus, the fact that several eyewitnesses say that Biden's Justice Department